USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is once again sounding off about the whistleblower. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
During a White House event on Friday morning, President Trump was asked by reporters about the week's public impeachment hearings in the U.S. House. At the root of the impeachment inquiry was his phone call with the Ukraine leader back in July that a whistleblower claimed should have been of concern. Asked if he would try to fire the still anonymous whistleblower, the president says,
I consider it to be a fake whistleblower because what he wrote didn't correspond to what I said in any way, shape, or form.
The president was remarking during the event, which was supposed to be honoring nearly two dozen championship collegiate teams.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 109 points, the S&P up 6, and the NASDAQ up 14. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Millions of people are expecting to be traveling this Thanksgiving holiday, and airports will be packed. KPIX-TV's Betty Yu says a travel site gave San Francisco International Airport low marks because of its flight delays and cancellations.
More than 1.2 million travelers will pass through SFO between today and Sunday, December 1st. To add to rising anxiety for travelers, SmarterTravel.com named SFO the third worst Thanksgiving travel airport this year, after Chicago O'Hare and Atlanta Hartsfield-Jackson International Airports. SFO had 870 disrupted flights last year.
In Salt Lake City, three people were injured in a shooting outside a concert venue downtown on Friday. It happened just after the Utah Jazz had just beaten the Golden State Warriors, and the arena had to be evacuated because of a suspicious package. It turned out to be a toolbox. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
A country musician has run into some trouble. USA's John Hunt has details.
Country singer Sam Hunt was arrested on charges of driving under the influence and having an open container. The country singer was pulled over after police responded to a report that a vehicle was going the wrong way down a street in East Nashville. An officer on the scene said that Hunt smelled of alcohol, had bloodshot eyes, and tried to give his credit card when pressed for his driver's license. His blood alcohol level was 0.173. The legal limit in Tennessee is 0.08. Two empty beers were next to him in the car, and the singer admitted to drinking alcohol, quote, recently, per court documents. He'll appear in court on January 17, 2020. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The Supreme Court said Friday it will hear the appeal of the White House in a case involving three men who said they were placed on a national no-fly list by the FBI after they refused to spy on fellow Muslims. The three men, each a naturalized U.S. citizen or a permanent resident, sued the FBI over what they said was unlawful abuse of a federal watch list prohibiting suspected terrorists from U.S. air travel. The refusal to cooperate with the FBI to become government informants in investigations of terrorism-related activities was in part motivated by their religious beliefs. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.